And now, for your listening pleasure, we proudly present Loose Wig 6, Side 2.
The scene is set for dreaming. Love's knocking at the door. But oh my heart, I'm reluctant to start. For we've been fooled before. The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart. How white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination. It's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation. When you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. This time it isn't fascination nor a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart.
A guy from Harlem town, greatest fighter pound for pound. He's the king of the ring, Sugar Ray's the champ for me. Got a pretty Cadillac car, and he's got a real cool bar. He's no fool, man, he's cool. Sugar Ray's the champ for me. Toast of all the whole wide world, he's dapper than. Right or wrong, he's always glad to lend a cat a helping hand. Now he's fighting cancer too, looking out for me and you. Hail the king of the ring, Sugar Ray's the champ for me. Toast of all the whole wide world, he's Dapper Dan. Right or wrong, he's always glad to lend a cat a helping hand. Now he's fighting cancer too, looking out for me and you. Hail the king of the ring, Sugar Ray's the champ for me. Sugar Ray Robinson.
This is perhaps the most beautiful and also the most useful of the four recordings. How many times have even the best of mothers stumbled into embarrassed evasiveness when it comes to the fateful words which would properly describe the physical union of husband and wife? The result, of course, has been that many young girls have had to pick up this information piecemeal from companions, or else have gone into marriage with an incomplete knowledge that could mean great unhappiness for herself and her young husband. Actually, the essential facts of the physical union can be used to illustrate the sublime spiritual beauty of marriage. The story is given truthfully, simply, yet with an economy of detail that enables the young girl to take in this final chapter in the story of creation without shock or embarrassment. The frank use of technical terms is never allowed to detract from the basic beauty of the divine plan.
Tenace is the attraction.
The fact that both parents give the instruction together. This wouldn't be possible, unfortunately, in all cases, but it has tremendous advantages. The way father and mother supplement each other. The blend of
Tenace,
which is a family humor. All these keep the scene natural and free from undue embarrassment. And they round out the true ideal of family unity that is the cornerstone of marriage.
Tits and ass and tits and tits and ass and ass and tits and ass and tits and ass.
I like sweet music, don't you, Mother?
I suppose so.
I can always study best when there's soft music playing.
I don't see how you can concentrate.
Oh, that's nothing. That son of yours always has one of those Cab Calloway records going full blast upstairs when he's studying.
I know.
And he has those awful medical books to wade through. Mother.
Yes, dear?
Mother, what do husbands and wives do when they get married?
What do husbands and wives?
And it's just fair to warn you, that's all. I don't make any great show of it. I just do it, and that's all.
Well, then some of the older girls, well...
You mean they talk about things sometimes?
Well, yes. Only they stop when they see me coming.
What do husbands and wives do when they get married?
I don't make any great show of it. I just do it, and that's all.
Let's ask your father to come in, too.
Daddy? Oh, no.
Well, why not?
But, Mother, he's a man.
Kitty, what a husband and wife do when they're married is the last chapter of a story I started telling you when you were a little girl. A story of how you were born. And since your father and I joined with God to give you life, it's only natural that we should tell you that story together, isn't it?
Why, yes, Mother.
I tell you this because some of the ringsiders have objected to it. And it's just fair to warn you, that's all. I don't make any great show of it. I just do it, and that's all.
Come. Those boxing bouts on the television will be something else, I'm afraid. George! Oh, George!
Call me, Jane?
Yes, come here for a minute, will you, George?
Jane Robinson's got him on the ropes. He's down!
Oh, see what I mean? George! Come here this instant. It's important.
Good night, Jane. You have to think of something important every time there's a good fight, I...
George! Kitty was just asking what husbands and wives do when they get married. I just thought it might...
The entertainment capital of this country is Las Vegas. What's the attraction that all support, all of the moralists? Well, up the Stardust, we have the Passion Play.
Well, and then the Chrysostom, that's very good. Passion Play. What follows the Passion Play?
Well, we're having Eugene Normandy, the New York City Ballet, Lottie Lanier, Monet exhibit.
Is that the attraction in Las Vegas that all support? All of the censors? All of the senators?
Tits and ass is the attraction.
I beg your pardon. Tits and ass is the attraction.
I used to hug that raggedy stuffed doll of yours.
Oh, yes. I supposed I hugged the stuffing right out of her. Guess that was pretty silly, wasn't it?
Oh, no. You were doing just what all human beings do when they love someone.
That's it. We all...
On the night, they'll kiss the girls goodnight at the door and shit. Don't even think about no pussy. This be.
Good night, dear. Been a pleasure being with you.
You see, dear, this human desire to be united with the one you love was planted in all of us by God for a purpose.
We like pussy, don't we, man?
I don't understand how.
Well, of course you don't, kitten. Well, when your mother speaks of God making men and women differently, she means that a man comes out and says what he has to say while a woman always has to beat around the bush.
It's an ass. An ass, an ass, and tits, and tits, and ass, and ass, and tits, and ass, and tits, and ass.
Another reason, too. Remember later how your mother told you about the different openings in your body and what they were for?
Yes, I told you there was a tiny opening in the folds between your legs called the vagina. And
good all the time. No, I mean, the worst pussy ever gonna be in life is good. And women know it. No matter what you say to a woman in an argument, you can't win because they know I got the pussy. And it's good.
See, kitten, God designed that opening in your body for another purpose, too. And that's where this business of desiring to be one with your husband comes in. When a man and a woman are married, their love makes them want to embrace each other closely. And this is a very holy thing.
Our text for today concerns life in the beginning as it manifests itself through the eternal complexities of renunciation as opposed to juxtaposition of the inferior mind. Let us turn our text to... Here's something. Wait a minute.
For God so made a man and a woman that part of the man's body, which we call the penis, can actually pass within his wife's body through the vagina.
Hmm. And it's good!
Oh, darling, that's a great deal more than a physical union. When it's properly completed in marriage, both the husband and wife experience a spiritual joy that, well, it's beyond words to describe.
And it's good!
And, well, here's why, kitten.
That union
was designed by God for another purpose, too. In fact, this one is the most important of all. Remember our telling you once how a seed from the father passed within a tiny egg that grew inside the mother, and that this was how God created a baby?
Yes, Dad.
It's when a husband and wife are joined in this physical oneness that the seed passes from the husband into his wife. And there, God, if he so wills it, creates a new little soul.
But we're lucky women fuckers at all now because they got them machines and shit. But you ever see them plug them bad boys in, get them numbers and shit? And you be standing there with just a dick.
Tell me when it's my turn, will you? That's all right. Thank you. Never mind. I'll come back tomorrow.
Oh, Mother, that's so different than those things a girl at school were saying. I mean, it sounds so beautiful.
And it's good!
why God wants us to guard our bodies and our minds, too.
I get to sit down by myself, and man, you just shouldn't be here.
Your time to gather.
Yeah, let me see, can I get that air feeling like I got out there, you know what I mean? Because I was ready to live, boy.
Well, I feel so good, I feel like praying, mama. I feel so good, I feel like praying, mama. I feel so good, babe, I feel like I wanna run. Well, I feel so good, I don't know what to do. I feel so good, I don't know what to do. I feel so good, babe, I feel like I wanna play with you.
All right.
Well, I feel so good, I feel like I wanna shout. I feel so good, I feel like I wanna shout. I feel so good, baby, every time you knock me out. Let's sing together, Digger.
I'm so glad I know what's on your mind. I'm so glad I know what's on your mind. I'm so glad I know what's on your mind, baby. I'm so glad I know what's on your mind. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I know what's on your mind.
All right. Oh, boy, that's too good to stop right now. Oh, boy, that sure is good.
No, I ain't played that in a long time. Didn't we have a time out there?
Well, we used to have a heck of a time out there. Yeah. Say, I tell you what, Jesse.
Young and foolish, why is it wrong to be young and foolish? We haven't long to be. Soon enough, the carefree days, the sunlit days go by. Soon enough, the bluebird has to fly. We were foolish. One day we fell in love. Now we wonder what we were dreaming of, smiling in the sunlight, laughing in the rain. I wish that we were young and foolish again.
Make it long-winded,
then. I got a strange feeling. I ain't never felt like this before.
Go ahead on, sing the song, boy.
Now, when my left eye gets to jumping, ooh, Lord, I don't know which way to go.
Kind of break it a little bit.
You know when my love...
And tits and ass.
And it's good.